Some beneficial moisture occurred across the Midwest yesterday, and it looks like we'll see more shower activity across northern and eastern portions of the region nearly every day as we go forward through the next week to 10 days. So there will be an opportunity for a little bit of improvement in a few crop regions. The rain that occurred in the last 24 hours was quite varied. Some at locations got more than 1 to 2 inches, while others only got a few hundredths of an inch. And that's the nature of the game that we're going to be playing for a while. I don't think we're going to see generalized soaking rains anytime soon. The atmosphere is still very drought-stricken, and I do believe that it'll be difficult to get that kind of volume of rain to occur in any part of the Midwest. But we will occasionally get some clusters of thunderstorms that will be significant enough to generate some greater amounts of rainfall across a part of the region from the Dakotas and Minnesota over to Ohio and Indiana. This particular corridor was the very same corridor that saw some rainfall of significance last night, and I think we'll probably see this happen periodically as we go forward through the coming week to maybe 10 days. Most of the rainfall between now and this time next week will probably run in the range of 0.4 of an inch to 1.5 inches, with some local totals to 2 inches in this corridor, again from the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota over to portions of Ohio and Indiana, maybe even a small part of southwest Michigan. I don't believe the rains will be as significant in the rest of Michigan or in Ontario, where I think that some of the corn and soybean country will continue to deal with a limited amount of moisture and crop stress. The biggest crop stress in the U.S. Midwest is likely to continue to occur in the southwestern Corn Belt. This will include places like Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, southwestern Iowa, maybe portions of South Dakota, and maybe portions of southwestern Illinois. The rain potentials in these areas will be most limited, and therefore the opportunity for stress to continue to be an issue is really quite good. The rainfall potential in the second week of the two-week forecast may be a little bit better for the southwestern Corn Belt in today's forecast model data, but I don't want to imply that there's going to be a significant change. There may be a few more showers that occur in Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, and Iowa, but there's certainly not going to be a soaking, and whatever improvement occurs will be temporary, because I'm sure that there'll be a high-pressure ridge coming back into the region again at some point in early August. Well, the outlook for temperatures across the Midwest are varied. We will see the continuation of hot conditions occurring in the southwestern Corn Belt. The very same areas that will see little to no rain will continue to see temperatures in the 90s and lower 100s all the way through this first week of the two-week outlook. The eastern Midwest, though, will likely see a little bit of a break from the heat and will likely see temperatures over these next few days cooling down a little bit more significantly. There's a good chance that we'll see high temperatures across parts of Michigan, limited to the upper 70s over the next 2 to maybe 3 days. The rest of the eastern Midwest will eventually cool down to the 80s, although today will still be quite warm in parts of southern Illinois and southwestern Indiana, as well as western Kentucky, although they won't be as warm as they were yesterday. The temperature outlook for the rest of this first week of the outlook in the eastern Midwest will probably run from 80s into the lower and a few middle 90s, and the same will be true for the northern portions of the western Corn Belt. But for the southwest, as I mentioned before, we'll see temperatures well into the 90s and over 100 degrees. The outlook for the second week of the outlook will continue to perpetuate mid-80s to mid-90s in the eastern Midwest, and probably 90s in the west. We'll continue to monitor that situation as we get a little closer to it. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.